there's Big Art, and there's Renata in her trench coat, and there's me in my black suit, I'm in color, studying in the tripartite leadership, believe me. So we're all get ushered into Bennett's office, and he offers us coffee, and we sit, the three of us, like birds on a fence on this couch, and there's Norman Spector, a marvelous name, Spector, on the left-hand side facing us in his chair, and then there's Brimabed in his bigger chair on the right-hand side of us, and so on, there we go. And Bennett, to his credit, tried to get off to a reasonably good, friendly rapport here, atmosphere, and he made some banal remark, well, it's not that good a day out there, it was drizzling. And Renata, out of sheer nervousness, I'm sure, she just shot out right away, and she said, that's totally irrelevant to the topic of our conversation. And she just cut him off in flight, you see. The meeting went down from there on. I knew I couldn't try again, otherwise I'd look like a fool to interject something else, so we just had to soldier through. I tried to make the point with the premier that he talked in terms of downsizing government. You see, it sounded quite good. Let's get rid of big government. But as I said, Mr. Premier, what you have done is you have concentrated and centralized in your office here in Victoria so many of the more democratic, localized, municipal, etc., board powers that existed throughout the province. So you've not downsized government. You've only downsized the bodies. You've upsized. You've increased government. You've lessened democracy in our province. He appeared, truly, in my opinion, my view of it, not to have an idea of what I was talking about. Spector, Norman Spector, on the other hand, a very bright and quick fellow. Not that the point needed brightness. It was a very, very simple point. He understood me, I could see from the eye contact and a bit of a smile on his face. You know, he knew where I was aiming. But it just fell like a lead balloon. There was nothing further to be said. Obviously, since the big man didn't pick it up, Spector didn't. He wasn't going to ride with points made by the opposition. So that's the way the meeting went. It was a great big nothing and a